Researchers at UW-Madison are developing a bandage that could speed up the time it takes for a wound to heal. Looks like a normal bandage, but it uses small electrical pulses that could be powered by the natural movement from a person breathing. Still in the testing stage, not available in a store near you yet. Shudong Myang is a professor of materials science and engineering at UW-Madison. He's one of the lead researchers on the team working on this bandage. Shudong, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, now, first of all, describe how this bandage works. It's different than the bandage I pull out of a box at home.
Right. It's quite different. So it's still a bandage, but this bandage has two components. One is an energy conversion component. We call that a nano generator. It will convert small skin movement into electrical pulses. And another component are dressing electrodes. Those electrodes can be placed on top of the wounded area. So the pulse electric field will be applied on the wounded area and facilitate the wound recovery.
All right, now let's break this down a piece at a time because it's new to me. I didn't know, I guess people have been doing this using electrical current to help wounds heal. That is a thing that works. I didn't know this.
Well, yes. I have to say, we are not the first one to fund this. Mm-hmm. People, you know, decades ago, people know electric field can facilitate wound recovery, but usually it's in hospital they use a huge machine to apply strong electrical field, high frequency signals to for the treatment. So our take is we make this very portable, wearable device, make it really daily care device, and probably our signal and our device is may have better treatment efficacy.
Right. So you, as you're saying, what people have done is a higher current, a higher voltage, more electricity. Yeah. This is a lower dose, and you're thinking that is going to work better. Why is that?
So we did some research on that perspectives. So we found if the electric field is strong by normal electronics devices, the current will go through our body, and this will oxidize certain species in our body and generate reactive oxygen. So this could be damage to the cells.
These would be cancer causing things, ultimately.
Could be, yeah, could be. But our device, we are just a pure electric field with very limited amount of electrons staying on the surface without passing through the body. So this one should only do the good thing to facilitate the cell reconstruction.
All right, so a little bit of electricity can help us heal faster. How much faster? Do we? You've tried this in mice or rats so far?
We tried it in rats. Yes.
And so how much faster are these rats healing with these electric band-aids, bandages?
Right. Yeah, actually, this is a big surprise to us. So we thought it may have some effect, but this effect is a phenomenon. It reduces the time from 2 weeks into 3 days.
2 weeks into 3 days.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I would love to
heal that much faster.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get back to part one here. You know, those devices you mentioned in hospitals, they're plugging it into an outlet of some sort. Uh-huh. These bandages are generating electric field from what? Just the way I would move around?
Right. Just it's a mechanical energy converter. So it doesn't have any battery, any additional power source. It just convert the small movement, mechanical movement, into electric pulses.
So I'm a micro generator. Actually, no, you used the word nano generator.
Nano generator, yeah. Right. That's what we do during the last 10 years.
So I don't need to plug into anything.
No.
So ultimately, you've done rats. You're doing moving on to pigs next. Is that right?
That's what we're trying to do, yes.
Okay. And so ultimately, we want to end up with humans, presumably.
Right.
So what would this look like? What would I go to, I don't know, a store or a pharmacist or a hospital and get?
My envision is the eventual device will be just very similar to the normal bandage that we have, but with the additional small, very tiny component attached to it and with some electrodes. Once you put it on, it will significantly enhance the healing rate.
Now, you're doing this one step at a time. If the next stage of testing in pigs go well, then it's humans. Like, how long potentially could it take to have these available for human use, non-experimental human use?
I think it depends how soon the experiment goes. Actually, we are trying to do the pig experiment and the human skin test pretty much in parallel. So we propose 3 years. Hopefully by that time, we'll have very strong evidence and show it can be moved to the human.
Let's take it back, yeah, to these bandages. Is this real rare material that you're using? Is this something that's going to be super expensive based on what you're making it out of?
No, no. I think that's another good merit for this device. It is made by a normal flexible device. It could be made from fabric or could be made from polymer. They just need some capability to attract electrons from metals, for example.
And has expressed interest in this so far? What are people looking to use this for and in what settings?
Well, I think this will certainly generate a lot of interest from a wide variety of people. What we did right now is for the acute wound. I think the bigger potential could be the chronic wounds that are much harder to heal anyway. So I think that will generate much better impact for clinical use or for those patients who has diabetes that has a chronic wound suffering from those things.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really interesting work.
Thank you very much.
That was Xudong Wang, professor of material science and engineering at UW-Madison, with us to talk about his project creating a wearable electric bandage powered by the human body.